HarperCollins presents Run, Baby, Run by Melissa Lenhart. Read by Natalie Duke, Courtney Patterson, and Alex Picard. Roses are red, violets are blue. Hey, sugar britches, this one's for you. My name is Darcy Evans. I'm 33 years old, and I've seen some shit. I've visited seven continents, walked the Great Wall of China, taken selfies with turtles on the Galapagos Islands. I've ridden in the back of a truck through the Amazon with a goat named Jesus, a coop stuffed with six chickens, and a 12-year-old boy with a submachine gun. I was almost arrested in Russia when I got caught up in a Pussy Riot demonstration. I've eaten monkey brains in India, got into a shouting match with a racist at Monticello when they said Sally Hemings was in love with Thomas Jefferson, and accidentally boarded a ferry in Tasmania that was celebrating a lion god with an animal masquerade orgy. After traveling almost nonstop for a decade, nothing much fazes me. But none of my experiences prepared me for 6 days in October that started with a road trip in a 1969 Mustang with my mother, an incontinent evangelical dog, and a woman from my mother's past who may or may not be who she seemed to be, and ended with, well, you'll have to read on to find out. Most of this story is true. Part 1. 1. As soon as I walked out of the airport, I remembered why I didn't miss Texas. The freaking heat. I'd barely taken 5 steps out of the terminal when my eyes were blinded by the bright Texas sun and my pale skin singed in the dry heat. I found an out-of-the-way spot to stand in a sliver of shade, rolled down my shirt sleeves, and searched through my backpack for my sunglasses. My eyes have always been sun-sensitive, just like my skin. That's why I needed my sunglasses. Of course it is. Not because my head was pounding and my mouth felt and tasted like the bottom of Don Draper's ashtray. I dug in my backpack but found no joy. Of course, I'd forgotten them, just as I'd forgotten my driver's license and passport. For the record, you can get through TSA without an ID, but they get personal, very personal. I know, you're probably wondering what kind of professional traveler I am. That Saturday in October, I was the kind of 10-year pro who woke up 90 minutes before my flight, hungover and vaguely ashamed of my behavior the night before, and delayed the plane at the gate because I was puking up red wine and chocolate cake in the washroom before takeoff, and was thankful to make it, truth be told. We all have those days, admit it. And I'd had much worse traveling days than that, I can assure you. In fact, as much as I hate to admit it, getting myself out of travel jams is kind of my brand. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much you plan, shit happens. I wrote a book about it, in fact. Shit Happens, or Why It's More Important to Be Flexible Than Prepared. My first New York Times bestseller. Don't get me wrong. I'm a planner and a little obsessive about it. I'm also willing and eager to throw out a plan if needs must, and too often needs must. I am absolutely 100% the woman you want to be with when you sprain your ankle in Venice, have a flat tire and no spare in Western Iceland, or get lost on the Walk of the Gods trail in Italy. Nothing fazes me, and so far, there hasn't been a situation I haven't been able to problem-solve my way out of. Sometimes I can even charm my way out of tight spots, though I usually leave that to Chloe. Which brings me to my go bag, the bag I always have packed in case of a last-minute trip or weekends away. All the Wander women have one, me, Chloe, Jess, and Ella. We used to prank each other by switching clothes around so Jess would be stuck with Chloe's wedges and sundresses when she showed up to an outdoor gear convention, or I would have flannels and hiking shorts when going to LA to review the latest luxury spa resort. We'd all gotten
Sample complete. Ready to continue?